Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 held a special school board meeting February 23rd and offered contracts for the upcoming school year to Heather Heebley, pre-K teacher, and Lucas Packett, elementary teacher. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts spoke in Beatrice recently. Friday afternoon, Ricketts met with community members discussing his three top priorities, including property taxes, infrastructure, and dealing with corrections. The region's best spellers will compete in the 63rd Annual Regional Spelling Bee in Topeka this Saturday. Representing Marshall County, Ricky Hugh, an 8th grader at Marysville Junior Senior High, and Lane Johnson Martinez, an 8th grader at Marysville Junior Senior High. Representing Washington County, Emily Jones, 6th grader from Washington County Elementary, and Lane Musselman, 6th grader from Lynn Lutheran. Representing Nemahaw County, Campbell Haverkamp, an 8th grader at Centralia Elementary, and Dalton Hermish, 7th grader at St. Peter and Paul's in Seneca. The Washington County Community Foundation can award over $5,000 in grants this spring. Nonprofit organizations, individuals, or groups of individuals are eligible to apply with a purpose to support communities in endeavors to improve quality of life in Washington County. Applications are online and can be found at WashingtonCountyCF.org. For additional information, contact Lori Huber or Randy Wyatt. Gage County Extension Service is hosting a meeting in conjunction with the University of Nebraska Extension. They'll host a Beef Profit Tips workshop Wednesday, March 2nd, 7 until 9 p.m. at the Extension office on the fairgrounds in Beatrice. The workshop will focus on economics and market outlook, three-dimensional beef herds, and future opportunities for beef production in the region. Workshop fee is $15, no pre-registration required. Lenora M. Bartek, age 90, of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial, St. Peter's Catholic Cemetery, Aurora, Kansas. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lenora Bartek. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato and gravy, peas and carrots, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, wheat bread, California blend, and cranberry sauce. TNDY News Time, 7:14.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So, let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures climbing through the 50s and into the 60s today, aided by gusty southerly winds. A few thunderstorms could also move into the area by late this afternoon and continue into tonight as well. Thunderstorms should come to an end fairly early, with a few rain showers lingering into the overnight, with temperatures falling back towards 36. Then into Thursday, mainly sunny skies with a high of 52, falling back towards 31 Thursday night. The outlook into Friday, cloudy, breaks of sunshine as well, with highs near 63. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 62. Rounding out to the weekend on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 67. A chance for showers and thunderstorms returns Monday with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Dave Perrin.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 82 in 1992. The average low, 28, the record one below zero in 1962. Sunset this evening, 6:16, sunrise in the morning at 6:52. A cloudy overcast, 29 degrees. Wind southeast at around 10 to 15 miles an hour. Barometer 30.01 inches, the relative humidity at 66%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of March. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, Brian, where should we go for dinner? Well, that's easy. The Wagon Wheel. Now that we're in Lent, they have a whole menu devoted to Lent specials. Salads, sandwiches, baskets, and dinners. They've got an amazing selection. It pays to dine at the Wagon Wheel with their 5 Stars Rewards Program. Receive 1 point for every dollar spent and redeem the points for a free drink, appetizer, and entree.
I know where we're going, the Wagon Wheel.
High school basketball play on Tuesday night. Nemaha Central girls ending Marysville's season 46-33. Nemaha Central will face Mount Academy at Hiawatha in the semifinals on Friday. Hiawatha will host Sabetha in the other half of the bracket. Washington County boys advance over Republic County 63-48. They will host Solomon in Friday night semifinal. Top of the bracket, Sacred Heart meets Bennington. Frankfort boys victorious over Immaculata 53-51 and will face Donovan West at Onega Friday. Hanover boys and girls will square off with Clifton Clyde in the semifinals. Clifton Clyde defeating Lost Springs Center in girls action Tuesday night 34-29 and in boys play 52-42. Updates on the brackets posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Kansas State and TCU tip off this evening at 7, 6 o'clock pregame live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Hey, Wildcat fans, K-State Baseball hosts the first home series of the 2016 season this weekend at Toyton Family Stadium. First pitch on opening day is at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon against Arkansas Pine Bluff. Hot dogs are just $1. Sunday's game is a family fun day. Purchase a Wildcat 4-pack with 4 GA tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 drinks for just $34. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today. Go Cats!
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. While the Senate Agriculture Committee passed the GMO labeling bill by Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas yesterday, the bill faces an uphill battle in the full Senate. The bill passed out of committee 14-6, now heads to the floor. Ranking Committee Democrat Debbie Stabenow, Michigan, does not support the bill. Other Democrats in the full Senate may also follow her lead. She said she could not support anything other than mandatory labeling. The Roberts proposal sets a voluntary labeling standard, and reports say it is not clear where the behind-the-scenes negotiations for a bipartisan compromise stand, but work will continue to get a solution that can pass the full Senate. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was one of 3 Democrats to approve the bill, but she told reporters she does not think the bill she approved would pass the entire Senate without amendments. She said her vote was an advance to the bill because a patchwork of state laws will not work, as she believes in science. Klobuchar indicated she is working on an amendment to be offered on the floor of the Senate. A final rule amending country of origin labeling regulations by removing the requirement for muscle cuts of beef and pork, as well as ground beef and pork, will be published in the Federal Register today. The repeal will immediately take effect. Cool requirements for beef and pork muscle cuts were repealed by the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2016, and USDA stopped enforcing cool requirements on December 18th of last year. The World Trade Organization in December said it would allow Canada and Mexico to impose upwards of $1 billion in annual retaliatory trade tariffs until the U.S. fixes its country of origin labeling requirement for beef and pork, which were found to be discriminatory. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Senate Agriculture Committee advanced a GMO voluntary labeling bill, but its fate on the Senate floor is uncertain after a key Democrat opposed the bill. The Agriculture Committee's ranking Democrat, Debbie Stabenow, announced she could not support the bill that seeks to head off a patchwork of state-by-state GMO labeling laws, starting with Vermont in July.
A voluntary program is not enough to meet consumer demand, and that's why I will not be voting for it today. While I'm disappointed we were unable to reach a bipartisan compromise before this markup, I realize this is just the first step in the Senate process.
5 Democrats, including Vermont's Patrick Leahy, voted with Stabenow. 3, including Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, voted to send the bill to the Senate floor.
And I expect we're going to make some changes to this bill or it will not pass on the floor. So I want to make that clear. But I also want people to understand why I am voting to advance this to the floor. And that is because I believe that we cannot have a patchwork of laws. This isn't going to work when some states are exempting the products that are near and dear to their hearts.
Chairman Roberts, a senator from Kansas, argued the issue is not a safety one, but a market issue about a few states dictating to the rest how food moves from farmers to consumers.
This letter, supporting the chairman's mark, signed by at least 652 organizations, 652, representing the entire food chain. Never before have we seen such a coalition of our constituents all united behind such an effort.
Roberts insists his bill will help both consumers find GMO information and demand it from food makers. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. On the phone with Sue Schulte with Kansas Corn Commodity Classic is this week in New Orleans, Louisiana. 3 days. A lot of times folks think when we go to those conventions, there's a lot of leisure time. But you folks at Kansas Corn are going to be very, very busy this week.
Now, you know, we really keep these guys very busy. We have several corn leaders from Kansas who are attending. What we'll start off with on Wednesday is the NCGA, National Corn Growers Issues Briefing. Last a couple hours and go right into our state caucus meetings where we talk about issues facing our states and any resolutions we might want to bring up to the Corn Congress, which is the delegate session. Delegate session begins 8 a.m. on Thursday morning and runs all morning. That's the Corn Congress.
Thank you. Sue Schulte, Kansas Corn, well representing the state of Kansas at Commodity Classic in New Orleans, Louisiana.